Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet. And I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beyonce, you look like Luther Vandross.
Oh, but make it fashion.
But you ain't heard that from me.
Fierce.
Calm. Can't stop.
You see, when you do clownery, the clown comes back to bite.
I ain't gonna sleep because of y'all.
It's Britney, bitch.
Y'all not gonna get
we
no sleep
because
of me.
Tiffany. I ain't gonna get so you for me.
I tell you something.
Walls? Who said that?
Welcome to Back Issue,
a weekly podcast that revisits formative moments in pop culture that we still think about.
Each week, we'll go back into the past and revisit unforgettable moments that we all think we remember and learn what they can teach us about where we are now. This week, Beyonce.
Bass.
They said the halftime show was so hot, the power went out.
Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
I look like I can't cook. That's accurate.
I love whales.
You are Beyonce.
Thank
and
you. I am a workaholic, and I don't believe in no.
Come on, turn the wigs around. You're sophisticated looking. Come on!
I'm Tracy Clayton.
And I'm Josh Gordon.
It's a celebration of Beyonce's birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday to our queen, your queen, my queen, the queen's queen, everybody's queen, Beyonce. And I know that today is not her, like, capital B birthday, but you know what? Is every day in the month of September not Beyonce's birthday?
So, like, her actual God-given birthday is September 4th. But we can extend her birthday an extra 3 days, okay?
You know what? Can we just take the year and give it to Beyonce? Because we're clearly not doing 2020 the right
way. We can't have nice things.
We don't deserve them. What can we say about Giselle Knowles Carter that has not already been said?
That her name is Anne-Marie Lastrassi and she's Ariana Grande's big sister and they were both born in the Illuminati hospital.
Well, there is that. You're right. You are right about that.
But she's queen of the charts, queen of our lives, an icon, a patron saint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited that we get to dedicate an entire episode to one of the most formative figures in pop culture, at least in my lifetime.
I mean, why are you trying to say it like it's not in my lifetime too? Don't be trying
I mean,
to. Same. You're not the special one here. Beyonce is the special one, okay?
I was just saying in my lifetime because I know that there's probably a lot of old heads that are like, Michael Jackson or like James Brown. And yes, those are also formative pop stars. Mm-hmm. But Beyonce,
Right. Everyone has their Beyonce.
Yeah.
But Beyonce is the Beyoncéist of all
of the Beyoncés. I agree.
Period.
I think we should take a second to break down our top four Beyoncé moments that come to mind.
Because four is her favorite number.
Her birthday is on the 4th. Jay's birthday is on the 4th.
This is how you spell Blue Ivy's name in Roman numerals.
Consistent queen. During her documentary, Life is But a Dream, she talks about how the universe will show you patterns if only you look for them.
Mm.
And 4 is one of the patterns that she's picked up on.
So if we pattern it that way, she'll find the episode.
Hey!
Because the universe will reveal it.
Keep your third eye open.
Stupid.
You ready?
Yes.
Let's go get them.
the first thing that pops into my head is Beyonce's ponytails, because I've never in my life seen this woman engage with a ponytail that was not just like otherworldly. For example, the Met Gala, when she was in the all gold situation with the real super high blonde ponytail. Listen.
Yes. The like dress that looked like a ice skater gold illusion. It was so good.
Meets like the Coming to America dress. Is that what the inspiration was with the ponytail?
Maybe. It was good though.
I love it even more.
I think you just did something.
I think I did too. Well, I think Beyonce did it first and we just noticed. I just caught up.
4 years later to figure it out.
Right. Oh, also there was that time where she had the long braided ponytail and she just like spun around.
The animatronic one?
Yes. And like midair, the ponytail was just like, where shall I go now, my queen? Please direct me.
The ponytail was absolutely 100% present for every dress rehearsal. It did not mark any of its choreography. Mm-mm. It was there 100%, everything full out.
It's a sentient ponytail that she had. It was a prehensile ponytail.
Okay.
Ah, science words. Give me one of your favorite moments.
Beachella.
Formerly known as Coachella.
Beachella. Not Beychella.
Oh my gosh.
That's the quickest way to let me know that you are not my friend. You be telling on yourself.
You know what? Where's the collection plate? Because I be saying that to people. If they pronounce it Bay, they the ops. They the ops. They the ops.
But the fact that she had the nerve to get up on Coachella's white ass stage and curse them the fuck out for her being the first.
In the sweetest way.
Coachella, thank you for allowing me to be the first black woman to headline Coachella. Ain't that about a bitch?
Ain't that bad a bitch, which should also be any of our responses whenever we see any of these raggedy ass brands get online and brag about having the first black anything in the year 2020.
And then just like horns, performance, just move on, you know?
That Coachella performance, which became Homecoming, the Netflix documentary concert film, was everything because she shot it between two different weekends, right? Mm-hmm. In one weekend, she's wearing this yellow Balmain.
You know, I don't have nice things.
this really expensive sweatshirt in yellow. And then the next weekend, she's wearing it in like a pink color. When I first saw the ad for the Netflix documentary, there's this dance breakdown that she does when she's twerking on bleachers with like 100,000 people behind her, and they cut between the two weekends and everyone is in the exact same place. How did you do this? Like, Beachella gave us the Get Into the Money choreography, which is like choreography that is the hazing ritual into the beehive. Like, you have to be able to do it in order to get your card. It gave us a Destiny's Child reunion. And it gave us the dance partners of the century, Beyonce and Solange, when they fell, remember?
That was the cutest, most adorable moment. I was just like, oh, they have that balance just like us. They're human.
It looked like we were watching like a home video, like of them as kids, you know? It was just so sweet and so pivotal. And like, now everybody's trying to change when they perform at Coachella, like they're trying to change it to whatever, Cella, like, but Beachella is where it started and Beachella is where it'll stop.
Amen.
Another one of my favorite Beyonce moments, it's all the time that Beyonce pretends to be a musical instrument.
Please give us an example.
I remember the first time that I heard I Care, and she pretends to be this guitar during the like transition to the bridge or wherever it is in the song. And then I saw this video online with her and Jay-Z's engineer that they use named DJ Swivel, and he's giving a live talk on how he approaches their sessions, and he strips back all of the music and all of the different layers so that you can just hear Beyonce and the guitar. And he's like, this is not a drill.
Kills it. Yep.
It sounds sounds so guttural and visceral and sexual, and it's full of longing.
Mm-hmm.
There's another time that she does this, and it's during the Beyoncé experience, during that era.
Uh-huh.
She's on tour, and she performs a live version of Naughty Girl. She pretends to be the entire horn section during this breakdown, where she's just like,
oh, right, and then the horn's like, bah, 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 wow.
And then she's like, body curve. It's so good.
That was a very impressive rendition, I have to say.
You know, I try. But the fact that she can make her voice sound like pretty much whatever she wants it to sound like is just like a testament to the amount of hard work that she's put in.
Yeah.
In terms of her craft, you know?
Yeah, man. It's also like such a bluesy thing to do, like in the tradition of blues and jazz. So she's just like, you know what? I know who I am and where I come from.
What's another one of your favorite Beyoncé moments?
A very, 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 very important, informative Beyoncé moment for me. Like, I would be a different person in some ways if she had not given me permission to be angry the way that she does on Lemonade. Because, listen, okay, all right. I know it's a short show. We don't have a whole lot of time for my true life confessions. But as a Black woman, me, myself, personally, like, Black women have always tried to be separated from their anger.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the angry Black woman is what Black people say. And then what white people say when you are just, like, not even angry, when you're just, like, the slightest bit displeased.
When you're right.
When you're... You know what? That's it.
When
you're right. Then it's like, oh, here comes the angry Black woman. Y'all's president is doing it as we speak. We're not deleting this part of here, but it's true. And so one of those forms of criticism will get you. You know what I mean? Like when you're in a workplace, you're trying to figure out, okay, this thing is wrong. I am right. Do I speak up? And if so, how do I do it to circumnavigate this whole narrative of me being angry so that people will listen to me and not write me off because of my anger, whether or not it's justified, you know? And when this song found me, when Lemonade happened, and I got to Don't Hurt Yourself, I don't think I cried with my face, but I definitely did with, like, my soul. Because she's so fucking mad. She's so mad. She's just, who the fuck do you think I am?
You ain't married to no average bitch,
boy. You can watch my fat ass twist, boy. I'll just say, okay, first of all, I knew that she cussed. And, like, on the self-titled album, she was like, I'm coming out of my shell, partition, I have sex, oh my gosh. And this time she's like, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm pissed, and everybody is going to motherfucking know it. I made the connection between, like, the power of an angry Black woman. And then I was like, that's why nobody wants us to connect with that anger, because angry Black women will get shit the fuck done.
Right.
She said, go ahead, cheat on me, but guess what's finna happen to you? We're gonna tour the entire world. I'm gonna cuss you out at least once per show. Loudly.
Not only me, all of the audience.
They're gonna sing with me, okay? They're gonna cuss you out with me on my behalf.
I hope you're okay with that.
Because you have to be. You know, like, that's it. That's life. And I'm just like, how healing must that have been for her to be able to do that? You know what I mean? And, like, in doing that is healing for people like me, because I was mad as shit at the moment. The Lemonade album, of course, is about the, what is it, 7, 8, 9 steps of grief? I don't know. I only concern myself, like, up to anger, honestly, so I don't
know. I mean,
that's
where I get stuck. I count it to, like, 3 or 4, wherever that one stops.
You know what? I hit Don't Hurt Yourself.
And then I skip to All Night. I stay there for about the length of the song. Then I go back.
See? So, I only, for the longest time, I had only heard Sandcastles once. I'd only heard All Night once, because I'm like, these are great songs, but you know what? I'm not there yet. I don't feel it. I don't feel it. But then, let me tell you what happened. When I realized that I couldn't connect with the forgiveness part was because I did not forgive the people that fucked me over. And when I realized that forgiving yourself is as important, that's when I could listen to Sandcastles. That's when I could listen to All Night. That being said, the one that gets the most played to this day, haven't forgiven myself or worked on it at all, still Don't Hurt Yourself. Still. Ugh. Bless Beyoncé, my therapist. Bless her. Bless
I was about to say, are you going to invoice her?
Well, you know, invoice her with my love.
We could talk about our favorite Beyoncé moments all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's kind of like a false exercise. Like, we're never going to be able to come up with a full list. So we should come up with a list of honorable mentions.
I think it's only fair and it's probably legally a good idea so that the Beehive does not come first.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
That time that she said that she was going to fire somebody from stage and she was like, somebody's getting fired, hey, hey.
That time she did the national anthem at the Super Bowl and people thought that she was lip singing, and then she came out and she did it again. She was like, any questions?
Blue Ivy's existence.
Carmen, a hip hopper.
The Billboard 2011 performance where she gave you the PowerPoint of your life.
That time she was like, well, somebody can send you your luggage.
That time she was on the Tyra show and she gave the best Aaron Neville impression of all time.
That time that she did that Pepsi commercial with all the other versions of herself. And then that other Pepsi commercial where she dressed like a gladiator with pink and Britney Spears.
That time she almost did a music video with Alicia Keys called Put It In A Love Song where they were supposed to be in Brazil during Carnival, but we never got to see it. But I trust your vision. That time that she was a guest on The View and Whoopi said, but you're Beyonce, and she said, thank you.
So good. That time that she put Tracy the Clayton on her website for Black History Month.
Hey!
Flex, 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 flex.
Do you think we missed any?
Absolutely. There's no possible way that we did not miss somebody's favorite and greatest moment. So please tweet me at Broken with Poverty or tweet Josh at Regarding Josh with your moments. But don't yell at us and be like, oh, you forgot this one. We know it's not a 74-year show, okay?
There's only so much bandwidth on this internet.
Exactly.
So me and Tracy obviously have a bunch of feelings about Beyonce, and we know that you have a bunch of feelings about Beyonce. So we asked y'all to call the Back Issue hotline at 678-74-ISSUE and answer the following question. If you could speak directly to Beyonce, what would you say? We put together some of your responses. Take a listen.
Girl, madam, ma'am, Ms. King Beyonce, I just have one question, and that's, what did my edges ever do to you?
If I could leave a message for Beyonce, it would be a thank you, obviously, but a thank you for her work ethic and for constantly showing us that we can continue to raise the bar.
There's never going to be another artist in my lifetime that has done what she's done. Someone that inspires me to be better and to do better every single day of my life for what's been like 20 years now. I'm just so thankful for her existence.
Beyonce, thank you for Black is King. Your visual album left me mesmerized. The fashion, the makeup, the locale, everything was a feast for the eyes. You inspired me and my work. I am a poet, and I'm going to be using a lot of the lyrics and images from Black is King to inspire my poetry and write some poems.
Thank you for allowing me not to be scared of my creativity, to not be afraid of it, to take power in it. Because you've shown me that art can not only just be beautiful, but can have a message and nuance and hold power beyond just yourself, but it goes and spreads throughout a community.
You seem intent on every few months just snatching me bald, and while I willingly sign up every time, and I appreciate it every time you do it, I just wonder, why my edges?
I'm personally so grateful to watch her, I was going to say in her prime, but I feel like her prime is just unending. But watching her perform just makes me feel like whatever the thing is that I have been worried about doing or putting off doing or worried that other people do better than me at it, it inspires me to make that extra effort to try to be the best at it. So I would like to thank Beyonce for that.
Thank you. Thank you for being the best and for inspiring me every day to be better.
Thank you. And please tell Blue to have mercy on us.
So thank you again, Beyonce, for your work. Keep it going, girl, because it is needed in our culture.
It is beautiful and really refreshing, especially in this day and age, to be able to come together, even if it's via audio, and share how much Beyonce means to us all, because the people need a hero, and Beyonce is always that hero. We all know, however, that the epicenter of Beyoncé's stardom is the podcast The Read, so we wanted to pay homage to them, shout out to The Read, and we also want to share host Crystal West's story of the way that Beyoncé can just come into your life and fill you up and shake some shit up and move some shit around to get you to the best of your very, very best self.
I had been living in Oklahoma City for a while, probably close to 10 years, and I was just like overworked and constantly stressed out about my health and just, you know, going to church every Sunday, like praying, like, God, please deliver me from this insane situation that I'm in. I was basically living off of cigarettes and Cheez-Its and very cheap vodka and getting like no sleep. Towards the end of my time in that job, I was so stressed that my eyelid just started twitching out of nowhere, and it kept going for like an entire day. I was like, this can't be good. So I go to the doctor, and the doctor takes my blood pressure, and then he frowns and takes it again, and I'm like, that can't be good. And this man is like, you need to go straight to the ER because your blood pressure is like 220 over 160. It was something insane, where I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know what blood pressure could be that. Like, bitch, what? And that's when I was like, okay, something has to change because this job is actually affecting my real health now. So when my friends were like, you know, let's go see Beyoncé at Revel, you know, right after she had Blue Ivy, I was like, bet, let's go, you know? When I landed in New York City, I just immediately felt like this pull to come to the city instead of Atlanta, because I had been planning a move to Atlanta, because that felt like something that was pretty manageable for me as somebody who grew up in Oklahoma. It was like Atlanta's, you know, still the South and a lot of the same cultural traditions and things like that. But I just felt this immediately, this pull to come to New York City instead. And then when we actually drove to Atlantic City and saw Beyoncé, it felt like Beyoncé was telling me with them colored light boxes she had on stage that I needed to move to New York. I know you got stuff set up in Atlanta, you got a job lined up and an apartment, but you need to cancel all that shit. Go home, pack your bags, and move to New York instead. And so that is what I did.
Say you'll never let me go, Atlantic City. I love y'all.
Will you look at Beyoncé's impact? I mean, if she hadn't inspired / hypnotized Crystal to move to New York, the podcast The Read might not have even happened. And just think of all the subtle ways that she's probably changed your life too. Maybe she inspired you to leave a note in the hallway or become a marine biologist because you also, as well, love whales. Whatever it is, Beyoncé is an inspiration to us all, and I don't know what we would do without her. After the break, we chat with Matt Belisai about the On The Run 2 tour, his favorite Beyoncé songs, and we play a ruthless game that separates the true Hive from the casuals.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
And I want to tell you about a podcast I think you're going to love.
Who Weekly is a podcast about everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't.
Does celebrity news stress you out?
Are there too many people you've literally never heard of?
Check out Who Weekly, a podcast hosted by Lindsay Weber and me, Bobby Finger.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest Whoelebrity stories of the moment, and if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we'll answer the most burning listener queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly on the Odyssey app or wherever else you get your podcasts.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
We talked about our favorite Beyoncé moments earlier, but one of my favorite personal Beyoncé moments of all time, of my entire life, is when I got to go to the On The Run 2 tour with my friend Matt Belisai. So I thought we would bring him on to talk about that night and more. Welcome, Matt.
Hi.
Hey, Matt.
One of my fave memories, too, any memory that includes Beyonce is life-changing.
Is a favorite.
But it was a very special night, right? Because we all went to Jersey to go see her, and then they had this huge storm, and, like, the New Jersey Safety Commission, I don't know who he was, but like some important looking white man came out onto the stage and was like, y'all all have to vacate the premises. You have to get out of where you're sitting. And we all had to go under the awnings where all the concession stands were.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just love that it was like literally 50,000 people being like, we will literally die for Beyonce.
That sounds terrifying.
It was also because it's New York. We were sheltered with like Lin-Manuel Miranda and like all of these
Chloe
other
things.
It's like,
Hallie.
Oh, everybody.
Well, y'all in like the VIP
all
section?
No, it was the great equalizer because literally there was no organization to where people were going when they were like seeking shelter.
Uh-huh.
And so all the people that were in the VIP section, all the people that were in the section next to VIP and like everywhere else were all huddled in one area.
Wow.
But also, like, it doesn't matter who you are, like, you are there. And you are beneath Beyonce.
Exactly.
There's like a God tier, and then there's everybody else.
A society in which everyone is truly equal. Look at what Beyonce did.
You know? And then, I don't know if it was like part of her plan or what was going on, but the storm cleared, and we go back to our seats, and they're performing, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and they have those huge screens with the pre-recorded video things that they do as like interstitials between the music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the lightning would strike like right at the right moment. And it was just like extra dramatic. It was so much fun.
Beyonce did that, you know, the lightning strikes. She was like, here you go. Bam.
I've seen her a few times, not to brag, but that was the first like stadium tour I saw where it's like 50,000 people are in the crowd. She performs for everybody. Mm. Like everything was just so, the outfits, the like
the choreography,
dance, the stage, everything.
Yeah, you just felt her energy throughout that place radiating. And like everyone is there to see the show. And it's just the funnest time until it's time to leave. And you have to wait in line for like 3 hours in order to get on the train. But I'd do it all over again. I would do it all over again.
Aw, that is so beautiful.
So, Matt, I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
You are put on a desert island, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can only take 3 Beyonce songs with you.
Okay.
You have, like, an old school iPod, and it, like, only can fit 3 songs. Which ones are you putting on there?
That is an intense question. Because that's also, like, obviously I have my list of top Beyonce songs. But I don't know if I'm prepared to never listen to the rest of them ever again.
Good point.
Which is basically what you're at. It's not just my 3 faves. It's like, these are the 3 that I'm stuck with.
It's kind of a rude question when you think of it that way.
I mean, I could genuinely listen to any Beyonce song like on repeat. So, you know, I can't imagine only having 3 of them and doing that forever. I would say my 3, Why Don't You Love Me?
Mm-hmm. I love that song.
A classic, also
and that
the video. Yeah.
That video was everything.
The other one that don't judge me too much, but it is genuinely a good Beyonce song, is Work It Out from the Austin Powers soundtrack.
Her first solo track.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's her first solo track.
That's a good song, though. There's no judgment to be had here. Yes.
To me, that is always like, if I'm in a bad mood, that will put me in a good mood.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of that movie, which was a classic.
Whole Lot of Woman.
And then I feel like the Flawless remix featuring Nicki Minaj is up there for me.
I love that one, too.
Also, it came out on my birthday, so I feel like it was for me.
Birthday present.
So yeah, Flawless, Why Don't You Love Me, and then Work It Out are my 3 desert island Beyonce songs.
I think that's a really good list,
but it is a rude question. it is mean of you to make me pick only 3, because I'm cutting out a lot of great Beyonce songs.
Fair.
And I feel like this is my retribution, will be forcing you to play a very cruel game.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to turn the tables on both of you now.
Okay. I didn't even do nothing. This was just Josh's question.
You are complicit.
How I get brought into it. Like, I just think of that Nene gif. Right.
You asked me to come on your show, and then you debased me by asking me to pick only three Beyonce songs. You're going to get a tough-ass game. So, this is a word association where I will give you one word and you have to identify the lyric or the song that this word comes from. And I have to say, this list, it's pretty tough.
Okay.
Even as a Beyonce stan myself, it's not good luck.
I'm terrified.
No. Okay.
So you're going to pick a word and we're going to pick a song that has that word in it.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I just forgot every Beyonce song I've ever known. That's why I'm not good at this version of these games. You know what? I'm ready. This is your fault, Josh. I'll do it. Okay, I'm ready. I ain't scared. Let's go.
Your first word, bamboos.
What? Bamboos, plural?
Yeah.
Bamboos?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bamboos? See me up in the club with 50 bamboos.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there was an attempt at a song.
Do I get like a half a point for creativity anywhere? Is that a thing? Is that an option?
How about I give you, for this one at least, the full line from this particular song.
Okay.
Okay.
Bamboos on, pants down low, I'm a rock star. It's also I'm delivering it like I'm reading Shakespeare.
Bamboos on.
So bamboos are shoes, I'm guessing?
I'm guessing she's talking about earrings.
Yeah.
I lose this game so much.
On, pants down low. Is it hip hop star?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay, but do you get the point? Because you had to be read the full line in the lyric. I'm just saying.
You still didn't get it?
Okay, it's not about me, though. It's not about me. I bowed out minutes ago. I'm just trying to make sure.
Maybe that's a practice round. Let's keep going.
Yeah, okay. That was a hard one.
That was mean. And I didn't even do nothing. I just want to keep reminding people that this is happening to me for no reason. All I did was come to work today and look.
To be fair, this really should have no standing on whether or not you are a true Beyonce fan, because the difficulty is high.
It's like the Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle of Beyonce fandom.
Yes. Okay.
That's too much. It's like having too many choices at a restaurant and like my brain just like empties and I'm just like, when everything is an option, what is the answer? And right. I don't know.
That is the problem with having a fave with a discography that is Cheesecake Factory menu long.
Okay. Yeah.
You are right. You are right.
This is so hard.
Whose idea was this? I'm ready. Look, I got the next one. I'm ready. Okay. Let's go.
Trill.
Texas Trill. Bow down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You didn't even give me... Okay. So I knew it too.
Josh just had that. He felt it in his heart.
Okay. I wish y'all could have seen like the face and just like the motions with which Josh just embodied.
You gotta
the
say it
because
that's the one where she has like the vocoder or whatever on her voice, so she sounds all chopped and
Texas
screwed.
Trill.
And Texas Trill.
Right, right.
Texas Trill. It's time going down.
Okay. All right.
Let's see.
I got it. I'm ready. Whatever it is, I got it.
Chinchilla.
This was the one that you said was supposed to be easier?
No, that was the last one.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I know this one. I know.
I got it. Jay-Z goes.
Wait, don't say it yet. Okay. I know it. I just don't know it. My brain is like, you know that one. Okay, you're gonna say it and I'm gonna be mad. I'll be like, oh, I knew it. But go ahead.
Crazy in Love.
What's the whatchamacallit?
Jay-Z goes, best thing a chinchilla. Isn't that Crazy in Love?
That is true, yeah.
Ah!
That is one of them.
What?
There is another one.
I'm gonna guess, just like this is the SATs and I'm working backwards. At the end of Upgrade You, she lists a bunch of stuff that I don't know. And
Cartier,
I bet you Chinchilla is
briefcase,
on there.
Purple lace something. Chinchilla. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know.
That sounds right. It's not, but it sounds right.
There's another one?
Yeah, it's in a song where she repeats the words, "If I let you go."
Oh! If I let you go. Ring the alarm, is that what it is?
Yeah.
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 Do I get half a point?
Yes. You get half a point.
Yay! Pity points still count in my world.
Okay, fine, fine. Booty.
Licious.
Yeah.
How dare you sound surprised?
I wasn't surprised. I just love the fact that you know split the word. That's smart, creative.
Because is my body too bootylicious?
Get it.
For you? I'm going to say yes. Yay! 2.5 points. 3 points.
That was a gimme. That was a gimme for Tracy.
And you know what? I took it. I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Got some points on the board.
Hey.
Yes.
Let's see. Short set.
Oh, so
I
want to
buy him a short set.
I want to buy him a short
Sugar
set.
Sugar mama. Hey.
I think judges, that's a tie. Actually, I'm the one that got the lyrics right. I'm just saying the words.
Oh wow!
Are,
okay,
damn,
it's on.
That was so good. I want to buy my short set. And you said there was a word that was off. So I'm just saying we can still split the point if you want to. But I mean, technically, all the point is mine. But you know, I just hate losing.
I can tell.
Algebra.
I don't know much about algebra.
Right. I actually pronounced it as it is spelled. So that's point for nobody because she doesn't actually say algebra. She says something. She says her own science.
To be judges, once again, I did say algebra, which is what she says.
I don't know much about algebra, but I know one.
Okay, I'm just okay. Just want to make sure the judges is listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Cheek.
Something about a booty. Left cheek, right cheek, drop it low.
No, it's fine. Hey, go ahead, Tracy. That was a good one. Tracy the Clayton.
Yeah.
Am I winning yet?
I don't know. Has anybody been keeping track of points?
Yes.
Because I certainly haven't.
No, I haven't.
Me either. Do you want to do like love and basketball, double or nothing for the last one?
You gonna play for my heart.
Always.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay. Let me just say that if I lose, it's okay because it's all in good fun and I'm not going to be sitting on my couch thinking about it for the rest of the day because that's not who I am anymore. Been working on myself. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Vogue. The suspense.
Vogue.
Okay. So, okay.
Should I sing it in key? Or it won't be in key? Vogue. Vogue.
Wait, can you... Once
Vogue.
And it was not in key, you said?
Probably not.
No. Okay.
Unless I accidentally got it right.
What era is it from? I feel like I'm in a spelling bee. Can I have the origin?
Can you use it in a sentence?
I'll give you two words. Vogue says.
Oh, pretty hurts.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Vogue says, thinner is better.
Yeah, that's it.
That absolutely was not in key. I think I made it harder by trying to...
This was a hard game.
This was hard. Okay, post-game interview, you know what I'm saying? I came out here with my team thinking it was going to be like a normal and fair game, you know? So it's what I was expecting, but I did not quite find that situation when I got to court. And, you know what I'm saying? I just tried to, you know, they had us at the halftime. I'm not going to lie. And you know I lost. So I got to go to the locker room. That's fine.
I think it's a fair reminder that none of us are worthy in Beyonce's eyes. We're all sinners. We're all flawed. Mm-hmm. And that's all right.
Yeah.
That was fun, but it was hard. I'm not going to lie.
It was. Even in the event that we never play this game again, I'm going to study so that next time, just in case some Beyonce word association pops up in the middle of my day, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Should,
this has made me a better
always
person.
Be prepared.
Always.
But Matt, where can people find you and tell us what's happening on Unhappy Hour?
Yeah. Well, I am all over the internet at Matt Belisai, and then you can hear me on my podcast, Unhappy Hour, every week. We're complaining and bitching about some new and different stuff when there's a lot happening in the world to bitch about. So.
There's no shortage of things.
No, there's always room to complain. Always.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much for coming on. It was such a joy.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Okay, so this is the part of the episode where we talk about what we learned today. We take a moment to channel the spirit of Tyra Banks and take her advice. So, Tracy.
So, Joshua Marie.
You're going to have people out here really calling me these names, Tracy.
Oh, they will.
I just want to say that you are the only one that is allowed to do this.
Y'all have heard the boundaries. It's your responsibility to heed them. That being said, so, Joshua Richard. Did we
learn from this?
I mean, we learned that Beyonce is still it.
Always and forever.
She's still that girl. She's still an icon, and she is the moment.
We also learned that if the world sucks this much with her in it, imagine life without.
Oh, God.
Okay, it's okay. Wait, don't think about it too long, because it's a very panic-inducing situation.
Right?
But she really does just make shit better in so many different ways.
There are so many times where, like, you look at the news, and then you go to bed, and then you wake up, and there's a new Beyonce song.
Woo!
And she dropped it at midnight because she don't care about your job. And she just knew, you know, I have this archive of music.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just feed the kids a little bit.
Let me
get
help
them
out
through the week.
Let me sprinkle a blessing. Do we deserve?
I don't
Probably
think so.
Not. Are we grateful? Absolutely. I have also learned that no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter your opinion on Beyonce, whether it's correct or wrong, there is a wrong opinion. I just want you to know. One thing that you cannot dispute is that that woman works harder than anybody I've ever met slash not met in my life. Like, she grinds.
Our producer, Emmanuel, is a witch. And he... And when I told him that one of the things that I love about Beyonce is the amount of hard work that she puts in, he says that that's because I'm an earth sign.
I am also an earth sign.
It's meant to be.
The thing is, I don't have the greatest work ethic. So I feel like, I'm not saying Emmanuel's wrong, because Emmanuel's the witch, not me. I'm just saying, like, I just appreciate y'all. That's all.
I'm just saying that Beyonce is the carrot that we put in front of ourselves in order to become our best selves, right? Like, there's a reason that, like, on all of these water bottles, there's, like, sayings like, you have the same amount of hours in a day as Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
Because everyone can recognize the fact that she has worked so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Her hard work lets me believe, if only for a second, that the world is merit-based.
Like, there's a world in which if you do the work, then regardless, you will get the spoils.
Exactly.
What a concept.
And I can look at her career and look at her and feel that way for only, you know, 30 seconds.
Okay, I get
those
that.
Those 30 seconds, priceless.
Second 31. What else have we learned today? I have learned that we still have access to joy.
Yeah.
Forever, because Beyonce's music, her work, is always going to be here no matter what else happens out there. If you can't find anything else to pep you up and make you feel good, or just, like, help you to scream and cuss out your bosses because of what they did to you.
Okay.
There's Beyonce.
Yeah, and I feel like in this time, you know, where we're all, like, separated and divided, it feels good that there's at least one thing we can agree on.
The great unifier.
She's able to give us, like, this sense of, like, coming together and, like, the idea of, like, a big pop cultural moment that everyone is engaged in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, those don't happen that much anymore. Literally, she said, world stop. And it did.
The axis was like, skirt. Also, I mean, I've just learned that Black Southern women are the tops, period. Full stop, full sentence, full tweet. That's a tweet. That's the lesson.
Yep.
So happy birthday, Beyonce, queen of, I was going to make a list, but we ain't got time. Queen of everything. We appreciate you for being born. It was such a great favor that you did for us.
Thank you so much for that.
Shout out to Mama Tina for being the actual vessel. Shout out to you.
If you could talk to Beyonce right now, what would you say?
I would just say thank you and start crying because Beyonce has given me so much in my life as a Southern Black girl, as a girl who can kind of cook, but you know what I'm saying? Don't really be doing all that. I think thank you is all I would say. Thank you is like, it's not enough, but there are no words that are enough. Thank you is just like the most important thing that I think I would be able to say. What about you?
I would say she's the mother I never had. She's the sister that everybody would want. She's the friend that everyone deserves. I don't know a better person. I don't know a better person.
Oh my gosh. Yo, real mama's listening to this like a bird.
I stole that from Oprah.
Oh!
She said that about Gail one time.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
But I would say congratulations for getting to the point where you get to be in control of your art and control of what you say and work as hard as you want to and put out things that you think are important to the culture and to the world. Not everyone gets a chance to get to that point in their career.
Right.
And I would say thank you, but also congratulations. Like, you did that.
I have something else. You reminded me of something else.
What else?
So me and my therapist have been talking a lot about intentionality and doing things on purpose. And she is the queen of doing shit on purpose. Like, the fact that she has this platform and she's like, you know what? I'm still going to be my Black ass, country ass, Southern ass, imperfect ass, angry ass, hopeful ass self all the time. Now that she like earned the right to control herself and her image and who she is, like that has actually changed the world because it changed the lives of Black women everywhere.
Mm.
Okay, I'm getting emotional. Thank you, girl.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Back Issue is a production of Pineapple Street Studios.
This show was created and is hosted by Tracy Clayton
and Josh Lamar Gwynn. Our lead producers are Josh Lamar Gwynn and Emmanuel Hapsis.
Our managing producer is John Asante.
Our senior editor is Leela Day.
Our associate producer is Alexis Moore.
Special thanks to Gabrielle Young.
Our executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Max Linsky.
This show features music by the one and only Don Will. You can follow him on all the socials at DJ Don Will. You can follow me on the socials at Broken McPoverty.
And you can follow me at Regarding Josh. Subscribe to this podcast wherever free podcasts are sold. Leave a review. Tell your cousins and them. Leave a flyer at the church social. Oh. I forgot that church socials are canceled because we're not allowed outside. So just like, you know, post something on the internet. Do something like that.
Do your best, y'all.
Let's do it again next week, though.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. See you then. Back Issue is available now.
Find it on Spotify. Bitch. Can we leave that in there?